Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 30, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for clearance, clarity, and time constraints. A slightly belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all. I hope Santa brought you what you wanted and needed. Enjoy a few days of well-deserved holiday, and we'll see you on the lanes in January. Remember that we return to bowling this Friday, January 3rd. Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know that they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or by telephone at 443-629-0018. Also for sale, Zelda has a portable CCTV for sale. Anyone interested could contact her through her email above. Jeff and Melissa Tucker are both currently in rehab at Perry Creek Health and Rehab, 5201 Clark's Ford Road in North Raleigh. Jeff does have his cell phone with him now, and both are doing somewhat better, but prayers are still appreciated. Please don't forget about the raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws currently have a cash raffle fundraiser that is ongoing. The winning ticket will be drawn on our first night of bowling after Christmas. That will be January 3rd, later this week. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150, and tickets will be $2 for one ticket or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate, and there will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. Free items: one bowling ball, 8 pounds, one bowling bag, bowling shoes, women's size 5.5, and one CCTV. If you are interested in any of these items, please contact Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. You will need to arrange to pick the items up. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels that are still available, please feel free to email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll arrange to get them to you if you need something. T-shirts, $5 each. Hats, $5. Towels, $2.50. Luggage tags, $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament that are also available. They're $2.50 each. T-shirts, size small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one dark green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one black. 2XL, two red, two light green, three black. 3XL, two red, two light green, two dark green, one navy, and two black. And finally, 4XL, one red and two light green. Hats, we have three red, four light green, two dark green, two black, and two khaki brown. And there's bowling towels. These are all the same. Blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And finally, luggage tags. White with blue writing on them. Heavy plastic with a place to put your name and address. Now, some folks have asked about the Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order. So if you want something, please email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Tell me what it is, and I'll add it to the list. And when I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting in an order. Next up, the Greater Cleveland Bine Bowlers will be hosting league for the 2025 National Tournament, and they're having a fundraiser to help them with the expenses. Just at a quick glance, there are 18 or 19 flavors of popcorn, some in different bag sizes and some in combo packs, cheese spreads, chocolate, nuts, smoked sausages, cookies, Christmas wrapping paper, a coffee sampler, and a button to just donate money if you don't want to make a purchase. All of the items are shipped directly to you. Feel free to pair up with someone else to minimize shipping costs. The link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter will be active until, whoops, it says 12/17. That's December 17. And you can order more than once. So you may not be able to do this. We may have to pull this one out or get a new link. Watch for future fundraisers coming down the line in the spring, including options to pre-order tournament shirts. All funds raised will help offset costs for the tournament, hospitality, etc. Now, reservations. Reservations for the hotel in Cleveland are now open for the 2025 national tournament. We'll be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport in Middleburg Heights, Ohio. The rates are good from May 21 through May 26. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax. Call the hotel directly at 440-243-4040. Ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. And here are some notes from my observations at the mid-year conference. The hotel does have a restaurant with a breakfast buffet and a dinner menu, but not lunch. However, there are many restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel, including an IHOP and Dunkin' Baskin-Robbins on the parking lot, basically. The bowling alley has two restaurants, one with burgers, sandwiches, etc., and one with pizza, wings, and subs. They also have a bar. The alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in. This includes reusable water bottles. And this is because they say that people put alcohol in them, and that if they are caught by that, it would cause them to lose their liquor license. So they are very strict about it. All should know that Real ID requirements go into effect May 7th of 2025. So remember that to fly or to enter certain federal facilities, you will need a Real ID beginning May 2025. To obtain a Real ID, you must visit an NC Division of Motor Vehicles Driver License Office with the documents that are outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised as the wait times can be long. For more information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. You will need to provide one document with your full name, proving identity and date of birth, such as a certificate of birth, a certified birth certificate, rather, that is issued by State Vital Records Office or a county register of deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the department's raised seal. A valid unexpired passport from the United States. A valid, unexpired real ID from another state. You'll also need one document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document proving identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or document from the courts or register of deeds. Social Security card photocopies are not allowed. A 1099 tax form with the name and full Social Security number. A W-2 form with the name and full Social Security number. A payroll record with the name and full Social Security number. Next, you'll need two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or a county or a city in North Carolina or the federal government. North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy, or automobile title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable TV bill. Housing, leasing, or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement, pre-printed financial statement, or school records. For name changes, one or more documents from the list above, from the list below. If the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Please note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. A certified marriage license / certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses with a raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document, accompanied by a name change affidavit. Sounds like a lot, so prepare before you go. From the Social Security Administration, changes in accessing our in-person services. In our ongoing commitment to serve the public more efficiently, we are expanding appointment-based services at our local Social Security offices. Click on that link in this paragraph of your email copy for more information on that part. By scheduling appointments, we will aim to reduce the wait times, streamline service delivery, and improve the overall customer experience. Nearly 400 field offices have already moved to appointment-based service this year. These offices have seen significant improvements in wait times due to more efficient and helpful visitor experiences and increases in the number of customers able to complete their business online. We are implementing appointment-based services nationwide in two phases. The first phase is a transition period, now through January 5, 2025. The purpose of this transition period is to educate our customers about needing to schedule an appointment for SSA services. As a reminder, many of our services can be provided by telephone with an appointment and do not require a customer to walk into an office for service. Effective January 6, 2025, we will require customers to schedule an appointment for service in our field offices, including requests for Social Security cards. We encourage customers to become accustomed to our online services. Click on the active link here, where many transactions can be completed conveniently and securely. And automated services. Click on an active link here. Available on our national 800 number, which is 800-772-1213. Customers who are not able to handle their business online or with the automated options may call their local Social Security office, click on the active link here to get that number, or our national 800 number to schedule an appointment. And that 800 number is 1-800-772-1213. We want to make clear that we will not turn people away from service who are unable to make an appointment or who do not want to make an appointment. For example, members of vulnerable populations, military personnel, people with terminal illnesses, and individuals with other situations requiring immediate or specialized attention may still walk in for service at our field offices. Some of our offices also have minimal to no wait times, and they will still serve customers who walk in. We appreciate your partnership in sharing this information and helping our customers through this transition. Thank you for your continued support as we work together to improve service accessibility and responsiveness. Here's a very interesting article at Forbes magazine about Apple AirPods. Click on the following link to the internet in this paragraph to learn about the Apple AirPods ad currently airing on TV and the fact that AirPods can help with hearing loss in mild to moderately hearing impaired people. Now the fun part, recipes that will bowl you over. Cool Whip cookies. Sounds interesting. I always want a cookie. One box of Cake Mix, one 8-ounce container of whipped toppings such as Cool Whip, one large egg, and powdered sugar is optional. Right off, let's go to the directions. Preheat an oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and mist a large cookie sheet with nonstick spray or line with a silicone baking mat or parchment paper. Add the cake mix, whipped topping, and egg, one egg, to a large bowl. Mix them together until everything is well combined. We used a spatula. No hand mixer or stand mixer needed. Use a medium cookie scoop to form tablespoon-sized dough balls. Then roll them in powdered sugar if you're using it. Place the sugar-coated cookie dough balls on the prepared pan and bake for 12 to 15 minutes. When done, remove from the oven and transfer to a wire cooling rack. Here's a couple of prep tips. The powdered sugar is optional, but it does create a very pretty cookie and brings out the crinkled look. It also helps the cookies from sticking together in a cookie tin or bag. And try different flavors of cake mix. You can use any flavor you like. You can use strawberry and lemon cake mix to make Easter-themed cookies, red velvet cake mix to create Christmas cookies. So many possibilities. Now, to make the cookie dough easier to handle, try chilling it for 30 minutes to an hour before rolling and baking. It adds a little prep time, but it can make the actual cookie baking process a little easier. Nobody can argue with this one. A prize-winning chocolate cake. It doesn't get much better than that. One half stick of butter, no substitute. One cup of granulated sugar. One extra large egg. One teaspoon of vanilla. One cup of boiling water. One half cup of Hershey's unsweetened cocoa powder. One teaspoon of baking soda. And one cup of all-purpose flour. That's it. In a large bowl, mix the butter, sugar, egg, and vanilla. In a small bowl, pour boiling water over baking soda and cocoa, stirring to dissolve. Add to the creamed mixture and mix well. Add flour and mix well. Bake at 350 degrees in a greased 8-inch square pan for 25 minutes. Note, this cake has a soft, fluffy texture and does not need frosting. Where is my fork? I'm ready. Well, let's round it off with the bowling schedule for the next month, the month of January. January 3rd is week 7. You'll be bowling the ABBA Male Graphic. January 10th is the 8th week. You'll be bowling. January 17th off. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. January 24th, week 9, bowl. And January 31st, week 10, bowl. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 30th, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.